The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. Charlie, it's coming up to that time of year where I have to renew my home insurance cover. Should I be looking to shop around? Because I think I must be with the same provider for, oh God, I don't know how many years now.
Well, you most certainly must do that, Matt, because if you're with the same provider for a length of time, you're probably paying a third more than a new customer. And that was a finding today in a central bank report. They've been looking at this now for about 2 years. They've issued their third and final report. It's called price differentiation or dual pricing. It's where if you're loyal, there's a loyalty payment. If they found that people who are loyal to the same insurer for home insurance are paying 35% more. People who are loyal to the same insurer for motor insurance are paying 14% more. And they say now that they're going to call for a ban on this. They can do it themselves by putting changes in place to ban it. Alternatively, the government could produce legislation, but they won't do anything until they run a public consultation exercise on this until next July. So that'll be 3 years in total.
So, what's the need for the public consultation process if we know what the problem is?
Precisely, Matt. This is just scandalous now. The central bank are pussyfooting around on this. We've known for ages. I've been campaigning on this for a very long time. Pierce Doherty, the Sinn Féin finance spokesman, has embarrassed them into doing something about it. But they're going to do it really slowly. And they got very annoyed with me at a briefing today when I said this is ridiculous that it's going to take 3 years. If indeed they do act on it next July, that'll be 3 years. They said they fundamentally disagreed with my use of the word ridiculous, but it is ridiculous. This is nothing short of a shakedown of consumers. They found themselves that insurers are increasing premiums by stealth for people who don't shop around. In other words, the vulnerable, the older people, the people who are less savvy are being hit with incremental increases every year. They've been exploited, essentially. It's a systematic abuse of Irish consumers. And instead of an apology from Insurance Ireland today, the representative body for the insurance sector, we got a welcoming the report, and they're committed to engaging in the public consultation exercise. Not good enough, Matt. This is just outrageous. You know, we should be seeing an apology, a public apology from Insurance Ireland. Maya Murdoch, the Chief Executive of Insurance Ireland, should be apologising, and there should be refunds for insurers, just as there was over the tracker scandal. It is a scandal. The central bank have found that Irish consumers have been taken to the cleaners here if they don't shop around, and instead they're pussyfooting around on it. It just is outrageous, I think.
Yeah, I even see from your own report on the Irish Independent website, Charlie, the central bank says, and I'm quoting from the final report into what they call differential pricing or price walking, which means basically if you're a new customer, you get a cheaper price. It says the practice of price walking is unfair and could result in unfair outcomes for some groups of consumers in the private car and home insurance markets. So there it is. There it's set out. So that just makes the idea of a public consultation to follow that ludicrous.
It is ludicrous, you know, and the government as well should step in and say, hold on a minute here, you're not going to engage in a public consultation exercise. We've known about this. They've acted in the UK on this. Why can't we act here on this? And they've acted, you know, central bankers are saying, look, we're in favour of a proposal to ban price walking where there's an incremental increase every year if you don't shop around. If they think you're a soft touch, they hit you with an increase every year. It's not good enough. They need to act on this now. It just seems crazy. And this, yet again, the insurance industry has been found to be wanting. We've had the European Union, no less, finding a preliminary finding that there's a breach of competition law. We've had our own competition authority, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, they now call them. Their preliminary finding was that there was price signalling engaged in by insurers here, which is anti-competitive, anti-consumer. Now we have the central bank finding dual pricing prevalent in this market. And it is just nothing short of an outrage. Remember, Matt, that in the last couple of years, insurers went into various Oireachtas committee meetings and said, no, we don't engage in price differentiation. No, we don't do that. Central bank found in an interim report last year, they do indeed do that. So 11 of them engaged in...
Okay, but Charlie, something strikes me here, though. mean, most of us, or many of us, use brokers if we don't go and shop around for ourselves. Why aren't the brokers actually getting better deals for their customers? Or is it in reality that for the brokers, the companies are the customers?
That's the problem. You know, some brokers are tied agents of insurers. So, and they're not upfront about that. They're not telling you that, oh, they only represent one company. You have to find a broker who represents at least 10, 11 insurance companies. They don't always do that. So, and that is a real issue. You know, a good broker will get you a decent deal. But if you don't go to a broker and you just accept the renewal premium, you're probably going to get hockeyed. You're probably going to get, be abused and pay too much. But not all brokers, not all of them are out there representing a good spread of the insurers that are in the market. Some of them are tied agents, as I say. So, you know, that's an imperfect solution as well, but it's a better solution than just accepting the renewal premium. But, you know, some people are mistaken in thinking the renewal premium is an honest assessment of the risk you pose. It isn't. It's probably a try-on.
Okay, but is there a danger, Charlie? I mean, just this might sound ridiculous, but is there a danger that if you ban the dual pricing model, what will happen is that all prices will go up to the higher level, that instead of giving discounts to those who are clever enough to shop around, those discounts are removed and the higher prices apply to everybody?
No, well, the central bank, what they're proposing is that it'll still be possible to offer discounts, and they very specifically mention switchers. They don't want to discourage those. They don't want to ban discounts either, because they don't want insurers from outside the country deciding not to come in here because there's a ban on discounting. They'll still be able to discount for new business. What the central bank are saying is, we don't want them price walking. We don't want them incrementally increasing those people who don't switch. You don't want them incrementally increasing their premiums every year. So, I mean, it's a compromise, I suppose. They're saying, you know, you're not to kind of come down heavy on people who don't switch by increasing, using big data to work out, you know, who will take the extra increase, whereas the savvy person who switches around every year gets a better deal. So you'll still be able to get a better deal if you move around under these proposals. And, you know, that'll promote competition, and it'll mean that switchers are rewarded. But, you know, it's saying to insurers, you're to stop engaging in this price walking, where you just hit hard anybody who doesn't switch and doesn't look around for a better deal.
Okay. Well, another listener says, and I don't know if you can answer this, Eamon Kilkenny says that he's noticed this year the broker fees are getting more expensive. Are they?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the brokers do very well. They get something between 8 and 14% of the overall cost of premiums are going to brokers, according to, you know, a recent report from the Central Bank, a separate report that they did into employer and public liability insurance. So, you know, the brokers, they do very, very well. They get a good deal. But if they can get you, a decent premium, it's probably well worth it. But, yeah, broker's fees are an issue. There's no doubt about that.
All right, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word at FM. That's Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor with the Irish Independent.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.